This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to That Sport Show on Joy 94.9.
Yes, That Sport Show, Joy 94.9, where the microphone finally reaches you. This is your host, Mal, with co-host, Stu. Hello, Stu.
Hello, Mal. Thanks for having me on That Sport Show. Well, I guess I'm here as a co-host, so you can't not have me.
Yeah, well, when you're here. It's also finals time in rugby league, and we'll be talking about that later, along with motorsport, a lot of women's sport, netball, cricket, basketball, tennis, golf, triathlon, and of course, the Paralympics wrapped up, Stu.
Well, the whole Olympics Paralympics Rio show has finally come to an end after an amazing month. It's been phenomenal. Absolutely loved both of the games.
Yes.
And what's actually happened in the medal tally at the end of the Paralympics?
Well, Stu, last week we gave you the medal tally. Well, the full medal tally at the end is that the biggest thing is that we beat New Zealand.
We caught them. They were ahead of us for a long time.
They were last week. So we ended up fifth with 22 gold, 30 silver, 29 bronze and 81 medals overall. New Zealand only ended up 13th with 9 gold, 5 silver, 7 bronze, 21 overall. So we did a lot better towards the end of the games. But, of course, China won the medal tally with 107 gold, 81 silver, 51 bronze, being 239 in total. Team GB, 64 gold, 39 silver, 44 bronze, 147 in total. And third was Ukraine, 41 gold, 37 silver, 39 bronze, 117 in total. And hello to Mike out there who's going to Ukraine for Eurovision next year.
He is. Well, he's not the only one. I may be making the trip myself to Kiev.
Yes. Will you bring me home a chicken, Kiev?
I will of course.
Can you bring it takeaway?
Yeah. I wonder how many Australians will go as journalists or as members of the audience.
Probably. Oh, who knows? But we're not a music show. We're a sports show. Back to the medal tally. USA fourth, 40 gold, 44 silver, 31 bronze, 115 in total. Anyway, rounding out the top 10 was Germany, Netherlands, Brazil host. Brazil did well. Italy and then Poland. So we got a lot more gold medals in the latter half of the games. The first one of those was the men's wheelchair tennis doubles, Dylan Alcott and his partner, Mr. Davidson. And then our favourite from the MS Mega Swim, Stuart, that we do at Fitzroy, Carol Cook.
Yes, Carol Cook.
Yep. Hello to Carol, if she's back in the country and listening. And also hello to the Glamourhead Sharks.
Carol won the gold, did she, in the cycling?
No, just wait. Let me finish. Hello to Carol and hello to the Glamourhead Sharks who participate in the 24-hour Mega Swim for multiple sclerosis. Now, yes, Carol did win the cycling time trial and she also won the road race a bit later, so in her category, okay, which is pretty amazing. But I saw the bike on the news. It's like a trike.
Yes.
She has little wheels at the back to stabilise herself because she can't, with balance with her MS, just be on a standard bike. So she has little training wheels, which I thought was they're big training wheels, actually, which I thought was quite interesting. But people have to adapt. So, yes, Carol Cook, multiple gold medalist at the Paralympics. Well done, Carol. Now, Dylan Alcott also was a multiple gold medalist because he won the singles in the wheelchair tennis after winning the doubles.
They're incredibly skilled in that wheelchair tennis.
And
can the ball bounce twice?
Yes, it's twice. I watched a bit of it, and yes, it's twice. Then we got a gold with Curtis McGrath in the canoe sprint. Now, Curtis McGrath is an Afghanistan veteran from the army, and he had his legs blown off. So he started a new life, and he's now a Paralympic gold medalist. And what an inspiration to Australians he is. Tiffany Kane, Thomas Kane, I keep getting her name wrong. She got a gold in the 100 breaststroke after getting multiple silvers. And then Ellie Cole finally got a gold in the 100 back. Madison Elliott, 50 freestyle gold. And then a couple of sailing golds in the sonar and the Scud 18 with Liesl Tesch, who was defending her gold medal from the Paralympics in London. And then Rachel Wasson got a 50 freestyle gold, and James Turner in track and field got an 800 metre gold in his category. And then finally, the last gold medal of the game was the men's wheelchair rugby, yes. And we beat the US in double overtime. What an amazing effort that was.
Well, also, wasn't there a marathon at the end, which was a phenomenal finish?
Yes, and our Kurt Fearnley was out by Marcel Hug of Switzerland. Hug. I wonder if they had a hug at the end. Mm. Who knows? Well, it's probably pronounced Hug. And then also Evan O'Hanlon was going for 3 golds in a row in Beijing, London and Rio in the 100 metres, but he was beaten into silver. And then watch out for the future. Isis Holt from Melbourne, 15 years old, got silver in the 100 and the 200. Watch out for her in the future. Amazing little effort. She was leading the 100 with about 20 to go and the Chinese girl passed her.
Yes.
But amazing efforts, the Paralympics. You know, I actually feel if I can't get back to running again, I might have to do that. But I've been doing a lot of rehab training, Stuart, in the pool and at the gym. Hello to Rowan and Brian at the gym. Yes. Brian's my trainer and Rowan owns the gym.
Well, presently you're able-bodied. Yes. We don't know about the future. Yep. But if you did cease to be able-bodied and qualified for the Paralympics, you'd have a great future.
Thank you. Thank you. But no, Rowan at the gym and Brian at the gym are working on getting me into shape, strengthening my muscles and endurance. And also I've got my osteo and physio. Anyway, I'm throwing money at the problem.
Let's get back to the elite athletes.
Yeah, well, we are elite, Stuart, because we've booked. We're going.
We're going to Miami Beach, everyone. We're going to the Out Games. We've had some people on, experts in what's going to be happening in Miami for the Out Games, but we've actually booked.
Yeah, we've booked. We've booked our flights.
And can we encourage listeners to actually book, because it's really booking out and the accommodation in these places is not inexpensive?
Yeah, yeah. So if you're planning to go, Glamour Heads and the Water Polo Search, people like that, book now. Airbnb is good. Hotels are expensive. Book your flights. There's some good deals on.
Well, with Paris 2018, it's a bit early to be booking hotels and flights for that. But you can certainly register. Yes, you can't book till I think it's 11 months ahead with flights.
12 for flights and 11 for frequent flyer, isn't it?
Okay.
Anyway, so yes, we're going to Miami.
We are.
Bette Midler.
Yeah, we're also going to Key West, Orlando, Tampa.
No, Cape not Tampa. Canaveral,
and
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're making a trip of it.
Yeah.
So, all good. Anyway, we'll be talking more about Out Games and Gay Games in the future. Now, the biggest news story of the week, apart from the Paralympics, was the triathlon.
This
did you
amazing.
See that
I did,
vision?
Yes, I have.
That vision. Yeah. Alistair Brownlee was coming third in a triathlon race, the World Cup final in Mexico. His brother, Johnny, was actually leading the race. But Johnny... he got dehydrated and just about stopped and was keeling over. And then
it's called bonk, actually, when that happens.
You bonk.
That's the technical term, bonk.
Oh, you bonk. Anyway, the South African, Mr.
Schumann,
first name is Henry or Henry Schumann.
He was sitting in second.
Yeah, and he overtook Johnny with 1K to go. And coming third was brother Alistair. And Alistair saw Johnny was in trouble and he put his arm around him and shouldered him through to the finish. Now, I'm not actually sure if that's legal.
I think it is because he's a competitor and anything can happen in the race. Mm. Someone from the sidelines couldn't do it.
Well, it showed an official helping him and giving him hydration. Oh. Did you see that part?
Well, hydration might be okay. But
I don't
know.
But
not pushing.
They obviously didn't disqualify him, but Johnny had to win the race to win the World Cup and he didn't. He came second. Mm. So Spaniard Mario Mola's fifth place finish was enough for him at the race in Cozumel, Mexico, to be top of the standings. But it was amazing vision, you know, brotherly love. And Alistair, when he got to the finish, he pushed his brother Johnny, who was incapacitated, across the line because he wanted him
to come second,
a higher place than him.
Yeah.
And then he then got third. But it wasn't enough. Anyway, very interesting vision. Anyway, now in the women's, Bermuda.
Can I just explore that a little bit more? I mean, if they are on the cycle leg and helped each other, because you can't drag on the, what's it called? You can't
draft.
Draft in the cycle. So why is it different in the run?
You can in those sort of races because they're in a pack.
Okay.
It's different. But in the more amateur ones, you can't draft. But in those, you're allowed. Olympics, you're allowed to. Now, that brings us, Stuart, to... If you know the rules about triathlon.
Well, I don't because I did get disqualified in two of my triathlon races when I was doing the Gatorade series, remember?
Yes.
Abusive
language.
And drafting.
Yeah. And drafting.
Oh, and doing one lap less of the cycle leg.
Yes, that's right. You thought you'd won, but you got disqualified. I actually got a warning once for showing a nipple. Because it's an equality rule for men and women. Yes. Women are allowed to show their nipples, neither are men. But I was wearing a singlet that was a bit large and it was blowing on the cycle.
Yes.
And so that taught me to get a figure-hugging lycra suit instead of a loose singlet.
Yes, unfortunate, but yes.
Yeah, I look better in a singlet than you. Now, guess what? Today is our 25th show.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've been together 25 shows.
Yeah, since the beginning. Well, you missed most of it because you're away.
No, that's not true. I've only missed about four. That's amazing. It's gone quickly.
Yeah, it has. Since April when the grid started.
And you've let me panel once. Gee, that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, would you like to panel again?
Yes.
Next. Well, you actually have to be here earlier than you arrive every week for you to actually set up the show.
I think the listeners want to hear something else at this point.
Oh, they love our banter.
What about what's happening in golf? Chun Inji, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah.
She won her second LPGA title, and she actually, the amazing thing here was she the lowest major score in history.
Well, because the Evian Masters, Evian Championship in France, which she won, is the fifth major in women's golf, and so it was the lowest 72-hole score at a major with her 21 under par.
21 under par. Six birdies and an eagle in round three. Those who are at the trivia night, the Argonauts trivia night, will know that an eagle is two shots under par.
Oh, we got that. Yeah. We did.
A birdie is one shot under par and an albatross is three shots under par.
We knew that. But Ms. Chun Ing-ji, she won ahead of her compatriots Ri Soo-yeon and Park Sung-hyun. The Koreans are certainly dominating women's golf.
They sure are.
Yeah. I hope I did well with those pronunciations. Now, also this week, the Davis Cup, Australia... comfortably beat Slovakia in Sydney on grass at the Olympic Stadium. They won their opening singles, Nick Kyrgios and Bernard Tomic, and then they won the doubles. And
now, where does that get us? Does that get us back into the world group?
It certainly does, Stuart.
That's good.
But more excitingly was the semi-finals in the world group. Argentina and Croatia now meet in the final after Argentina beat Great Britain 3-2 in Glasgow. After a massive match where Juan Martin Del Potro beat Andy Murray. And then in the other semi, Croatia beat France. So looking out for that final because Argentina are going for their first Davis Cup. They've been in the final before.
It's been a great year for Del Potro.
Yeah, on the way back, yes. Now, here's another interesting one for you, Stuart. The future of women's basketball... is in the hands of a teenage duo from Canberra who are joining the Canberra Capitals. Callie and Issy Bourne. They're 17 and 15.
Wow.
Yeah, and they are the future.
Are they tall girls?
Mm. Of course, if you're playing basketball. They're 187 centimetres is Issy, the younger, and Callie is 177, the older. Well, she's short, actually, but Issy's taller, but they're probably still growing. So look out for those girls, those names, Callie and Issy Bourne, Stuart. Now, also big in the news this week is that with the advent of the AFL Women's League, the Australian women's netballers received a big pay rise. They are now having an average salary going from $27,000 up to $67,000, and so they should.
Good.
Yeah. That is really good news for Australian sportswomen because the netballers actually had to, have a job as well as play netball, but now they can focus on their sport. So I'm really pleased for the women's netballers. The Southern Stars overnight qualified for the World Cup in cricket after they beat Sri Lanka in the second of two one-day international matches in Sri Lanka. So that's good news. We love to feature them on our show. And Daniel Ricciardo placed second in the Singapore Grand Prix. He zoomed home, and he could have actually won the race. He closed down a 20-second gap to half a second, where Nico Rosberg was the one that won the race. So if it had been another lap, he might have won. Now, Stuart, finally, before go to some messages, sponsorship announcements, we will be talking to Damien Calderwood from Motor Friends after those. But finally, the NRL Rugby League semi-finals were held, Stuart. Now, the North Queensland Cowboys beat the Brisbane Broncos in Townsville in 26-20, right down at the final siren. So that was a big semi-final and an all-Queensland affair. And North Queensland will play Cronulla in Sydney in one of the preliminary finals. And then the Canberra Raiders beat the Penrith Panthers 22-12, and they will play the Melbourne Storm in the other preliminary final. So go Storm. Yep. So preliminary finals next week.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Do you have a business, product, or service that needs to be seen and heard? Become a Joy sponsor and get the best of both worlds. Have your message heard on air. Have your message seen online at joy.org.au via the Joy sponsorship directory. Call 1300-JOY-949 or email sales@joy.org.au for more details. Joy 94.9, the diverse voice of the GLBTI community.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. We're back on That Sports Show. And we've got Damien Calderwood from Motor Friends in the studio. How are you, Damien?
Good evening. I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, come a bit closer to the mic.
Lovely.
That's good. So everyone can hear you, not just me. So, Damien, how long have you been a member of Motor Friends?
Well, I'm actually relatively new, Malcolm.
Yes.
Like a lot of our members, we're trickling in over the next couple of months, hopefully before Christmas and a lot of function we've got on then. I've been with the club for probably about 6 months now.
Yes. Okay, and tell me what Motor Friends is.
Okay, so it is...
Well, I actually know, but but educate
Other
Stuart.
People don't. I'd like to know a bit more.
Yeah, that's right. So, right. Yeah, look, I know.
Basically, it's non-for-profit. It's for everybody in the community.
But what is it?
It's a motor car club.
Thank you.
That's exactly what it is. It's about spending time with like-minded people,
yep.
Enjoying our time. It doesn't matter what sort of car you've got. It could be an old Toyota. It could be a beautiful Benz. It could be an old Mustang.
Astra?
yes, it could be an Astra.
Stuart's got an Astra.
Yeah,
I've got
as long as it's got all its wheels and it's drivable, we're happy to have you in the
But is it a bit embarrassing if it's not a good car? Or
No. Look, I turned up to the last function with a old Volvo station wagon quite beat up and its spare wheel on.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
Remember I had the Volvo, Stuart?
Yeah.
That was quite bomby. That went to a Motor Friends event, which was they had a picnic, the mystery tour.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I got up in the morning and we were running late and we went out the house and the car had bird shit all over it.
Right.
And so I went to an event just with bird shit on the car. And that was that.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
Because they're proud of their cars.
But look, you know, no one's going to steal it.
No.
So there's the benefits there. I find that, you know, I can leave mine unlocked, which I have just now in Russell Street, and I'm pretty sure it's still going to be there when I get
no
back.
No one's going to steal. Yes, yeah. And look, they gave me a car cleaning set.
I just hope no one from Shannon's listening to that because it's fully insured.
Oops, you shouldn't have said that. Anyway, tell me a bit more about Motor Friends. What's coming up?
Okay, we've got quite a bit coming up other than Midsummer and the Carnival, obviously. This weekend, yes. We've got a Show and Shine.
Oh, my gosh. I feel
and
like...
good fun.
I feel like Janelle and you're Chenille right now. I really do. Keep going.
All right, so...
What have you got for us today?
Right. Today's special, folks, is a Show and Shine.
Okay.
It's this Sunday.
And where is it?
All right, so Picnic, we've got... Let's have a look. Hislop Reserve.
Sorry, say that in Hislop. Australian.
Hislop. It's in Hislop's in Baldwin, isn't it?
It is Baldwin. Yeah. North.
No, sorry, yeah. I couldn't
Thank
understand
you,
your Kiwi
Thank you,
accent.
Malcolm. Baldwin North people.
Yes, okay. Hislop. Okay.
Everybody is welcome. You don't need to be a member.
Yes.
Bring your friends along. I've got friends that are in other car clubs. They often come along to
what
our
time?
Events as well. And starting time. That's a good question. 8:45.
Oh, we'll be in bed. It's Sunday
Will
morning.
You?
Monday, Sunday
Even
morning.
For a glass of champagne and a sausage sizzle. Maybe a picnic.
Maybe. Anyway,
sure
what else is coming up?
Sausage. I'd get up for a sausage.
I bet you would. what else is coming up?
All right. So every third weekend, every third Sunday of the month, we have a drive lunch somewhere. So we generally end up at a nice pub or a winery or something. So once
Thursday of the month.
No, third Sunday.
Oh, sorry. Third Thursday of the month used to be Fruits in Suits.
Please listen.
You're not. You're texting. I'm listening, but I didn't hear it properly.
We've got four-wheel drive trips.
Yep.
Okay. They're on every second month. We have those every second month.
Yes.
We've got a trip away shortly on October between the 15th and the 18th to Mafra. That's a Federation picnic.
In Gippsland, yes.
Visit to the Motor Museum there.
Lovely.
Oh, we've got Motor Classica coming up, obviously.
What's that?
Well, that's where we get some really pristine vehicles in from. It's actually all over Australia. I actually originally thought it was just Victoria, but it's actually all over Australia. And there's cars that you're probably not ever going to see again there. Mm. They seem to pick these critiqued vehicles that I don't even know where half of them come from. They've been stored somewhere and they just pop out and every so often there they are. And they're absolutely glorious to see. It's an amazing show.
I wish everyone could see what's going on in the studio right now.
I think that man's taking a photo of me.
Stuart's taking selfies of him. Stuart's taking selfies of himself, not of you, Damien.
We just need it for our
people. May not listeners know, mate. We have a blog, so we need the photos for the blog.
Since when?
yeah. Well, we have a blog. If you look up our website, joy.org.au.
Oh, that's with the podcast. Yeah. You can listen to our podcast.
But we're actually talking about Motor Friends.
Yes, we are. Yes, now back to that. Sorry, you just distracted you.
Marsha.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've also got in Hawthorne. There's a beautiful old tram depot.
Yes.
And in there are some amazing old trams, the V-lines and bits and pieces, and we've got that organised. Let me just check the date for that, because I skimmed over that before and I was reading it thinking...
Ooh. Lucky you weren't here for the first half of the show when we were saying we beat New Zealand in the Paralympics.
Yes, that's true. What are you saying?
Are you
22nd of October.
Yep. Are you a citizen? Or a resident?
Yeah, I've been here 20 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Good.
It's
good on you.
Pretty broad, is it?
Yes,
what about when I say working girl? How's that? Is that pretty broad?
Working
for me.
Chops.
Yeah. Chops. Fresh chops. Yeah.
Anyway, we're having fun here on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9, where it's now 8:23 and Stuart is still taking selfies. My God.
But, I'm going to get my phone out. I've had enough now. I'm just going to get some phone out.
Damien, I've been a member of Motor Friends. I must say that the volume of events is very high. I mean, you get a lot of communication from the head office and it's fantastic. And one thing I really enjoyed about them was their involvement in the parade at the Chill Out in Daylesford.
Yep.
So it's a really good part of the involvement.
Mm. Now,
it's also happening again. We've just organised that.
Okay. Terrific. Now, how can we find out about Motor Friends? Are you on Facebook, on the web?
We certainly are. We've
tell Facebook. Us all about that.
Okay, so you can connect with us on Motor Friends, motafrenz.org.au.
Yes.
Okay. On that, you'll be able to click through and go through. We've got a brilliant magazine that comes out every month called
Cruise Control.
Yep.
Maybe I...
Please don't.
La 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 la, cruise control. That was a song. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
So if you connect onto that, you'll see you can join a member. You don't need to be a member to come to one of our functions. See if you enjoy it. We have committee meetings. It's every second Wednesday of the month up at the Retreat Hotel. Come and meet the committee. They're a great
bunch. Oh, that's
people.
The Sullivan's Hotel.
The old Sullivan's Hotel.
Yes, in Abbotsford.
You're good with your Camberwell, aren't you? Because we've got Hipslop Park in Ballwin.
That's
and,
in Abbotsford,
yes.
Stuart.
Oh, sorry, it's the other one.
Gotcha.
Oh, well.
There you go.
Yeah, la.
Definitely the one that's in Abbotsford.
Yeah, it's in Abbotsford. Their house was in Camberwell.
Afterwards, a bit of a laugh and a bit of a chat and see what it's all about.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And slot car racing.
Slot car racing? When's that?
Slot car racing. That's really good fun.
When's that?
Now, let's have a wee look.
I'd love to race you, Stuart, and beat you.
Well, they've just had go-kart racing, actually. I missed out on that. I wasn't there for that.
Oh.
Let me just check the date.
Oh, okay.
So slot car, that's interesting. Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah, I'd really enjoy that. Mm. But they do have some great events, Motor Friends.
Third Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do have some great events.
Preston.
And also you've got some members over in France joining the French Motor Friends. Or what are they called, the French ones?
Lucky buggers.
No idea? Okay.
No idea.
That's okay. Sorry. You know, this is live radio.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I wasn't obviously in to join it early enough to
No,
get into that.
I forget. But
fantastic.
Anthony Wiseman is over there with his partner, Trevor. They're joining the French Motor Friends group. Now, Motor Friends are also on Facebook, and they've changed their group or page just recently, and I got a message about it. So I like the new one. So you have to like the new one, apparently. Okay. So that's okay. You're not on Facebook, Damien.
I am.
But you weren't aware of that or
I
not up to speed?
I am aware of it, but it's been... So
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's
fine. We've
fixed
it up and it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. And that's why I like the new one, because I got the message on the old one. So thanks for joining us tonight on That Sports Show, Damien. It's been a hurt.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no, that's my sister. Yeah. I'm Trude. Anyway, so we'll catch up with my friends in the future. That's that. So bye for now. We'll see you next week on
That Sports Show.
That Sports Show.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.